Hello, world. This is Dave Van Auken with the Fight Banaz podcast. Guys, right before we get Travis the Animal Thompson on, let's talk about one of our sponsors, a sponsor of this podcast, also a sponsor of Bare Knuckle FC 10 that's happening this Saturday night, February 15th in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I'm talking about Fusion CBD Products. Guys, check them out at FusionCBDProducts.com. All social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram. But guys, check out their website. Get whatever you need to get. Make sure you get that oil. Make sure you get the instant freeze that I use every single day. But when you check out, you ready? Here it is. Put in that promo code, guys. Fight2020. Promo code Fight2020. I'm going to give you 10% off your full order right now, okay? It's fight week for Bare Knuckle FC 10. It's fight week for Travis the Animal Thompson. It's fight week, guys. Bare Knuckle FC 10. Here we go. Let's talk to the animal. All right, guys. It is fight week. Bare Knuckle FC 10. And I had to get on the animal, Travis Thompson, on. Travis, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. How about yourself, brother?
Man, we're doing great. We're doing great. There's two terms that I love more than anything else in the fight game. Trilogy and fight week. For you, it's fight week. How amped are you for it? Bare Knuckle FC 10, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Another day in the office, man. I'm amped just to showcase what I'm going to do. I can't wait to put on a good show and get a good knockout.
Right. And Bare Knuckle FC 10, they've had their share of great knockouts. You know, I've talked to so many people, fighters on this card, right? I talked to Jim Allers. I've talked to Caleb Harris, who had the knockout of 2019. I talked to Uli Monster. Everyone is so excited, just not even about this card in particular, my man, but just the future going on with Bare Knuckle FC. It's just got a great, you know, aura and vibe and momentum around it. How, you know, how's it feel to you? Do you have that same vibe? And how does it feel going forward with Bare Knuckle FC?
Always. I mean, I was on the first one. I was on the fourth one. I was on the sixth and the eighth. So this one's going to be number 10. So I've been on half the shows. So it's another day in the office for me. But the way this sport is evolving is just crazy. I love every second of it. I can't wait.
Absolutely. And how does it feel to go down to South Beach to fight? It's beautiful weather. Fort Lauderdale, it should be some fun times out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can't wait. Get out of the cold weather.
Absolutely. Okay, so you talked about it. Yeah, you fought on Bare Knuckle. There's no more surprises. You have the feel for the ring. You know, how's it feel just to be at home and be, you know, a legitimate veteran now for Bare Knuckle FC?
I guess it's great, but I still haven't established myself yet. When people know who I am and they come to see me, and they respect who I am, then I'll be happy. Until that point, this is just a stepping stone. And that's what Boudreaux is. He's a stepping stone. Sucks it has to be him, but it's going to be him.
Right, right. Well, just first of all, we respect you immensely here at Fight Banaz, my man. We see your talent. We're very happy, for one, to have you on. And we do respect everything you do day in, day out to grind to be a professional fighter, man. So that's off.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Absolutely, brother. Secondly, all right, so you threw his name out there. You know, is there any bad blood at all? You guys all cool? Is it just, it is what it is? It's the fight game, and it's just another name on the sheet for you?
That's what it is.
Okay.
It's not, I don't like the guy, don't hate the guy, don't care, don't know the guy. That's how I want it to be. If I know somebody, I like him, why the hell do I want to fight him?
Right?
I'm going there for one purpose only, to go fight someone, to go kick someone's ass and get paid. Like, I'm not going there like, yo, what's up, brother? How you doing? No, get out of here with that shit. I'm going there to knock you out, get paid as quick as possible, and that's a wrap.
Right. After Bare Knuckle FC 10, and I don't want to look past it, we'll go right back to it here in a second. Is there any kind of outlook or goals? Is there anything particular that you want to go in with Bare Knuckle FC in 2020? Or you're just right now, we're taking it one fight at a time, and we're seeing, you know, whatever happens next?
Well, that's what you got to do. That's what I'm doing, is taking it one foot at a time. I know there's more to come. This one, I want to make this one a statement. I want everyone to see what I'm capable of. You know, my record's not that great right now, but that's because I fought the best in my weight class. I'm not afraid to fight anybody. My last fight, I did on a 4-day notice. which means I only had 2 days to train because the other 2 days I was in Florida. And that was against Dat Nguyen, who in my opinion is one of the best fighters we have in the organization. He's definitely one of the best boxers for sure.
Yeah, I agree with that. He is. He's a great fighter. That's actually another topic we talk a lot about here on the Fight Bananas podcast is short notice fights. There's almost, it's 50-50. A lot of fighters love them. They feel like they skip the line. You know, they love the fight game. But, of course, the 6 weeks of camp and cutting weight and all that stuff, that's, you know, that's the hard part, right? The fighting part is the fun part. And then the other 50% goes, no way. You know, they need the camp. They really do want to feel prepared. Where on you, and you did take a fight on 4 days' notice, so I think I know where you're at, but where are you on short notice fights?
I can give two shits. I'll fight tonight. I don't care. But I mean, the best way to do it is to have a camp because you're preparing with your team to, you know, for what's to come. But again, I'm totally different breed. I don't give a shit. I'll fight tonight. I could care less. Doesn't bother me one bit.
Man, bare knuckle has to do one of those, like, you know, the UFC does the embedded. So they got to do a bare knuckle FC embedded on Travis Thompson, the animal. Just follow you and have a camera on you 24/7. You like that?
I love every second of it. I love doing interviews. I love going on Facebook, Instagram, reading all the messages, whether they're positive or negative. I could care less. I just love all of it. I take it all in. I work construction. I own my own landscape company. And then I fight, you know, so I do nothing but work. I'm the hardest working guy you'll ever meet. I don't see anyone else that can step up to the plate. I love this. I love this all day, every day.
Oh, that's awesome. I love hearing that, brother. Bare Knuckle FC 10, this Saturday night, February 15th, Fort Lauderdale. Main event by Hector Lombard. I think it's been unbelievable what Dave Feldman's been doing. It's Hector Lombard. They just signed up Thiago Alves. Dillian Kleckler, a heavyweight they just signed up. There's actually another one in around your weight class they just signed. The news hasn't broke yet, so I'm not allowed to say it. But another stud name that's coming in around your weight class. And just everything last year, Artem and Paul. Just an unbelievable run here by Bare Knuckle. You know, are you a fan that they signed these great, these humongous names in the combat sports industry?
Okay, I mean, it's cool. It's great. I mean, yeah, this sport has grown faster than any other sport, which is awesome. But to be honest with you, I give two shits who they sign. If I'm fighting, great. I don't care. I don't give a shit about anyone else. That's the way it is.
Right.
What do I care if you sign a heavyweight? Heavyweight's not my weight class. I mean, if you want me to jump up to his weight class, I'll fight him. I don't give a shit. Whatever you want.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it.
Right, absolutely. And okay, so I talked to Bare Knuckle Beast Jim Allers. He was the fighter of 2019. And he had a lot of, you know, he's fighting bare knuckle. He actually has a submission thing going on. He was maybe talking about doing something else. What is your mindset right now? Are you? Yeah. So, yeah, Travis, I was wondering, you know, 2020, are you all in with bare knuckle? Is there anything else on the plate for you?
I'm all in. The Feldmans are a big part of my life. Dave's father, Marty, was my trainer when I was a boxer. So Dave's been a part of, like, my entire fighting career. Yeah, I'm all in. This is all I'm going to do. I actually kind of stepped away from boxing for 2 years. And then Dave gave me the green light on bare knuckle. So I signed up for the first one, and that's what I've been doing. And that's the only thing I want to do.
Absolutely. You said his name, and what a pioneer. Definitely changing combat sports forever. There's just no doubt about it. I don't know if this works with anyone else other than maybe Dave Feldman. He really is just he's leaps and bounds, and he's just, you know, breaking through glass ceilings. You know, you talked about him a little bit, but I would love for you to go more in depth and just what does David Feldman mean to you and just what he means for the whole sport of bare knuckle?
David Feldman means a lot to me. He has always treated me like his little brother, so he always razzes on me whenever he sees me. You know, he's a great guy. He's taught me a lot. I don't think anyone else could do it because if you listen after every single event, the first thing he does is thank everyone that's involved. He makes it a point to thank his team, talk about how great of a job they've done. Thanks to all the fighters for performing. Thanks, I mean, you guys do all your interviews and everything without all the fans, without everybody, and he makes sure he acknowledges everybody. He has a great team. All the Feldmans, man. Both Daves are doing a great job, man. I'm proud and excited to be a part of what they do. It's just great.
Really is. I can't believe it. Bare Knuckle FC 10. I know some of the plans they have in the works going forward. They're just going to be mind-blowing. Big names, big fights, different cities. It's going to be just an outrageous 2020 for Bare Knuckle FC. My man, I'm going to give you the floor. Anything you want, if you want to cut, you know, a Macho Man Randy Savage promo, or if you just want to thank the people. I'm so excited for your fight especially, but the whole card, Bare Knuckle FC 10, Bare Knuckle Beast Jim Allers, Uli Monster Diaz, it's just the card is stacked. Hector Lombard in the main event. But, Travis, I want to give you the floor. It's all yours, brother. Take it away.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. First off, I want to thank my family, my wife and my kids, because without you guys, without all your support, I wouldn't be able to do this. This also goes out to all the sponsors. All my sponsors, people don't know this, but every single sponsor I have, they're all friends. They're all friends and family. So first we'll start with Kling Law. Kling Law and JKS Construction and Engineering Incorporated, both of them are out of Florida. They both hooked me up really good. My man Ronnie Peden, he hooked me up with Shock the City Productions, Harpoon Records, and Mr. Z-Note. He's going to actually walk me out to the ring, so I'm going to have a rapper from Philly walking me out, which is going to be awesome. I got my brother, JR, who's got To-Do List. He's out of Royersford, and Royersford, PA, and he does all like home remodeling and everything. I actually went there this morning, Shorty Sunflower Cafe here in Pottstown. I go there every day. I only go there because the atmosphere, man. The people are great. The food's excellent. Hit that up. Iron Jaw Custom Mouth Guards hooked me up with my mouthpiece for this fight. Mary Jane's House of Glass hooked me up with some merchandise, as did Rude. They hooked me up with some hoodies, sweaters, all that stuff. And then finally, I got Black Label, who hooked me up with my banner for the fight. It's awesome. And Vince Anderson hooked us up so we could do this podcast and all my other podcasts and interviews.
Absolutely.
Without all of you, I wouldn't be here. Thank you all very much. And thank you, Dave.
Absolutely, brother. No, thank you. We appreciate you, man. Like I said, we really do. We appreciate all the fighters. Without you guys, this show is impossible. So big ups to you. Like I said, continued success this whole week. Kick some ass. And we'll talk to you after your win, all right?
Thanks a lot. Can my son just say hi on the radio real quick?
Oh, absolutely. Bring him on.
Yeah, TJ, say hi.
Hello.
What's up, TJ? How you doing, brother?
Good.
You watching some PJ Mask?
No. He's too
old. Wow. 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 You want to go to the radio?
No,
you just go to my dad's gym and let's go.
Oh, my goodness. Travis, thank you so much, man. Have a continued success. We'll talk to you this weekend.
Thanks, brother. I'll talk to you
later. Wow, there we go, guys. That's an interview. Bare Knuckle FC 10, fighter Travis Thompson. That has to be the first time ever that I wasn't challenged to a fight. Yeah, that's happened. You know, it is what it is. It's the fight game. But I think I was challenged to a fight by a kid. But if he's the kid of the animal, I think he would win. So big ups to him. Love it. Put all the family on anytime. I love the family, man. I got four kids of my own, so I'm with you, my man. Travis, thank you so much. You know, it's fight week for you. I know your time is valuable. I appreciate it. Guys, Bare Knuckle FC 10, it's this weekend. We've had Caleb Harris on. We've had Jim Allers on. All right, guys, we had Uli Diaz on. Brian Maxwell on. We've had the crew has been on. We're going to talk to Dave Feldman very, very soon. Bare Knuckle FC 10 this Saturday night, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Guys, thank you so much. Here's a big shout out to our sponsors. Talking about WarhammerFightWear.com. Check them out, guys. WarhammerFightWear.com has some of the best gear in all MMA. I love their dry fit tees. I wear them on the daily. Also, guys, subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Podcast Galore. Every podcast is on it. So if you're listening to it on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you are, right? But guys, go to our YouTube channel. You can see us. We do a lot of live interviews in the studio. We do a lot of weigh-ins, a lot of commercials. We do a lot of jazz. So check us out. Fight Bananas on YouTube. Get on it. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Travis and TJ. Hey, take it easy out there, all right? Take it easy, TJ. Guys, stay bananas. Have a great week. Make sure you check out Bare Knuckle FC 10.